God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Welcome to Kingdom Builders International Blog Talk Radio. Amen. I'm your host. You're listening to Apostle Carl Flowers. My show started a little early on today. Usually my time is 8 o'clock, but I'm on a little early, on an hour early on today. Amen. So hopefully on tonight you'll be encouraged, you'll be blessed, you'll be strengthened. You're listening to Restore of Paths to Dwell In broadcast. Amen. Our ministries, Repair the Breach International Ministries, where I'm the senior pastor myself, and Prophetess Angel Flowers. We bring you greetings, and we want to encourage you. I want to encourage you on tonight. I want you to be in high expectation, as I always tell the believers of God, the saints of God, those that are of the kingdom, to be in high expectation of what the Lord is about to do, what you're looking for God to do. Notice when you go into prayer, you always be in high expectation that your prayer is going to be answered. And so that's what God wants you to be in high expectation of Him, to believe that you shall receive from Him, because we serve a God, He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He changed not. God is still supernaturally moving, as He did back in the days of old, during the time of the children of Israel, as He delivered them out of the hand of Pharaoh, out of Egypt, with a strong hand, a strong arm. He moved in the midst with miracles, signs, and wonders. God is still that same God in the New Testament covenant. We have a better covenant that we're in right now because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ, Him sacrificing His life for us. And now we move in power, we move in authority, where God was moving for the children of Israel, where the prophets were moving in signs and wonders. God had empowered them. God's anointing was upon them. Holy Spirit rested upon them, amen, to do mighty exploits and mighty feats in the things of God. But God released that authority and that power to us when He led captivity captive. That's Jesus Christ. And He gave gifts unto men, some to be apostles, some prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. What? Why? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, so that you can do the work of the ministry. Those that are not called to the fivefold ministry gifts. That's God giving us that authority. But also those of you, amen, that's not ministering behind, have a pulpit ministry, but God has given you authority as well to move in signs and wonders. It's not just for the pulpit preachers. It's not just for the clergymen. It's not just for those of the cloth, amen, but it's for you. That's the purpose of us training and working with you, the saints of God, the people of God, those that are of the kingdom, not sitting on you, but working with you so that you can go out as Jesus did, sent the disciples out in twos. Amen. He worked with them. He breathed upon them His Spirit, and He gave them authority. He said, in my name, go in my name. And when He went in His name, they began to move in signs and wonders. And I know some people ask the question, how could that be? How could that happen when they didn't even have the Holy Spirit? You know, they weren't even filled with the Holy Spirit. They didn't have, as you say, was endowed from power from on high. No, they didn't need, because they had God incarnated in the flesh in the midst with them. Why would they need the Holy Spirit? Because God was walking with them in the flesh. Amen. So I know that kind of messed up some people's minds right there, but there was no need for them to fast either, as Jesus said. The religious people saying, why your disciples are not fasting? You know, they're not honoring, you know, the traditions of men and so on and everything. But Jesus said, why, when they have the bridegroom with them? There's no need for them to do it. So they had God right there, Emmanuel, which means God is with us, right in there in the midst with them, to teach them and to train them and to work with them. So saints of God, before I start getting off into the message on tonight, the Holy Spirit got me stirred up, but I'm praying tonight that you will be stirred up. God want me to encourage you on tonight, to bring an encouraging word to you, to encourage you in your walk with Him, to encourage your faith, that your faith would be not take it elevated to another level, but I'm talking about to another dimension. You want to go into another dimension, not another level, but another dimension in the things of God. Amen. You want to be, you want the power of God, amen, to really be activated and released in your life. You want to walk strong in the things of God. The Word of God said, be not weary in well doing. If you faint not, then you shall reap the harvest. God wants you to reap the harvest. It's His desire for His children to be blessed, His sons and daughters to be blessed, because God takes pleasure in the prosperity of His people. Don't believe that poor gospel where they say take the vow of poverty. You know, you're not preachers or whoever, not supposed to, or saints, though, that confess the name of Jesus, something like that, not even supposed to have these things or walk in prosperity. No, Jesus, He came poor that we might be rich. Now, Jesus, he wasn't poor. He didn't have a broke ministry. Those that followed Jesus were people that had businesses, were people that had money. And if that was not so, if Jesus was not lacking in anything, then why was Judas stealing from the treasury? So that had to show you right there that that Jesus' ministry was prospering financially, and those knew, you know, how to finance the gospel and the ministry of Jesus Christ. So Jesus came. He didn't come to make no earthly kingdom. When he came, he said, I didn't come here to set up earthly kingdom, but I came to set up an eternal kingdom. This kingdom I'm talking about is eternal, not this kingdom that man would have and set up and it passes away. But Jesus came that he came to set up something that would be for eternity, all eternity, so that we can be with him forever and ever, never ending. Think about that. You don't have to. You don't have to worry about dying, or anything, or nothing like that. Just think about being somewhere where you're happy and you're blessed. You're walking on the street of transparent gold, and you're united with family members that had died in the Lord and went on and so on. And just think about that. You being reunited with family for all eternity. Something that is never ending, and that's the whole thing, what God was doing from the beginning when he established Adam and Eve, you know, that family. The Father wanted a family, and that's what it's all leading back to, a family. And that's why Jesus wants the church to walk together in unity instead of all this division in the body of Christ among denominations, because you don't believe the way that I believe, so I don't want to have nothing to do with you. And remember, the Word of God said he's coming back for a body. He didn't say he's coming back for a denomination. You just say he's coming back for a particular race, color, or creed. No, he's coming back for a body of believers. You hear that? Body of believers in Jesus Christ of the kingdom. Amen. Amen. Well, before I get into the word on tonight, we're going to have go into prayer on tonight, because I definitely have a word for you on tonight that will encourage and strengthen, like I said, those of you that have been kind of weak in your faith, and the enemy been trying to cause some things to be shaky and trying to cause doubt to creep in and have you not to believe God and try to abort what God has promised you, because the word has been spoken over your life, and so the enemy is trying to, through circumstances, trying to get you to abort what God has promised, trying to get you to abort God's purpose and his plan for your life. Amen. As the world will say, don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype of the enemy. Amen. But believe God. With men it is impossible, but with God all things are possible to them that believe. Remember, to them that believe. Amen. Well, again, I just want to acknowledge, man, our prophetess, Teresa, thank God for her, founder of Kingdom Builders International. Amen. As I say, continue to keep her up in prayer and keep the ministry work that she's doing. Amen. Even the ministry of intercession in prayer, because they are praying for you. Amen. And those that are working behind the scenes, thank God for Evangelist Hannah as well. Amen. Keep her that works alongside with her and them doing things to help push, amen, kingdom builders for the glory of God. This is another tool, another outreach to get the gospel out. And that's what it is, the good news of the gospel to the people of God. Amen. So that you can be encouraged, so that you can be strengthened, and so that you can be edified. So I encourage you to support Kingdom Builders. I encourage you to pray for Kingdom Builders. Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. Well, Father, Lord God, I come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, I humble myself before you. Lord, I can do nothing without you, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I decrease that you may increase. I ask, Lord God, that you would work my lips, anoint my lips to speak the oracles of God. Lord, I pray right now, Lord, let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Lord, we are the church. It's not the building that is made by hands, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that your anointing, Lord, will be released over the airways, God, those that are listening under the sound of my voice, God. Thank God for the internet listeners, God, the landline and radio, Lord, the landline and the cell phone listeners, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, God, that you will bless every individual that's listening, Lord, here in the United States and across overseas, across the globe, God, whatever, wherever my voice is heard. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, I invoke your presence right now. Begin to move in every home, every business, move concerning your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Begin to turn around circumstances and situations. Those who back is up against the wall, God, begin to move concerning your people, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I command the enemy to loose and to let the people of God go right now in the name of Jesus. I command every yoke to be broken and destroyed in the name of Jesus right now. Lord, I loose right now, Lord, healing and deliverance, God, right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you would stir up and activate your people, Lord, even on tonight, God, those that have calls upon their life, God, those that have kind of like been in the pit somewhere, God, I ask that you would raise them up and bring them up out of the pit, God, those that have went hidden in the cave because of the spirit of Jezebel have driven them into a cave somewhere, God, Lord, I ask that you would give them the strength to be able to stand again, to fight again, Lord, and not hide and withdraw themselves, God, in the name, because of disappointments, in the name of you, because of discouragement, because things did not work out the way that they thought it would work out. In the name of Jesus, God, those that are going through the process, those that you are making, that you're preparing, Lord, to release and get ready for ministry, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask that you will encourage and strengthen, God, and give those that are looking for direction, God, let them find direction, Lord, even on tonight, God, Lord, I pray clarity in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray the gifts be stirred up, Lord, let the prophetic winds, God, begin to blow, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray, God, a prophetic apostolic and prophetic dimension be released, Lord, in the name of Jesus on tonight, God, I pray miracles be released in the name of Jesus, Lord, God, stir up, let the anointing be stirred up on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God, give your people miracles, Lord, those whose back is up against the walls, God, those, God, that are behind prison walls, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray a supernatural miracle concerning them, those that are there unjustly, God, and those that are there justly, God, but Lord, I pray, God, your hands of mercy, God, begin to move concerning, Lord, their court cases, their situation, God, that they may see that you are God, because of the hardness of heart, Lord, you will break up their stony hearts, God, and give them a heart of flesh, God, those that are running from the call. Those that are running from the call of God, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they will run no longer, God. In the name of Jesus, let them get tired of living in sin, God. Let them get tired of living the life that they're living, Lord, and begin to turn to you, because your word declares, whosoever will, let them come. Lord, that with your loving kindness have you drawn us, Lord, even the backsliders, God. Those that are listening, God, I pray that you would draw the backslider. You draw them. You love them, God. You're married to the backslider, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I come against and I tear down every judgmental spirit, every critical spirit, God, that operates in the church. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, contention, God, and competition, backbiting, Lord God, in the church, in the name of Jesus, these different things that are going on in the church, in the name of Jesus, I pull it down right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray unity in the body of Christ, God, I pray oneness, one accord, one mind, in the unity of the faith, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Father, we give you praise right now, your word declare one shall chase 1,000 to flight, 2, 10,000 to flight, God, in the name of Jesus, how much would it be if the saints of God begin to come together, those of the kingdom, God, begin to chase, amen, the demonic, the principalities to flight in the name of Jesus in these last days, what damage we would do to the enemy's kingdom in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. And Lord, even on tonight, I lose confusion upon the camp of the enemy, those that have been assigned to families, homes, marriages in the name of Jesus. Lord God, the assignment of the enemy, right now, I lose confusion upon them right now. Lord, let these demonic spirits, these forces be confused. Let them forget their assignment, what they were sent out to do. Let them begin to fight and begin to war with one another, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise, God. Lord, those that have been wrestling with addictions, God, in the name, I pray that it be broken on tonight. Lord, those that are standing in the gap for someone, Lord, that is bound by the enemy. They've been believing you for a loved one, God. I thank you for hearing and for answering their prayer, God. And you're moving for them, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you're turning that thing around, God. They're coming into the kingdom, not only being saved, God, but doing what you have called for them to do, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray the anointing of fire be released upon, Father God, in the airways, God, right now, loose in every home, every business right now that is listening, God, in the name of Jesus, under the sound of my voice, God, let the fire of the Lord be released, God, in the name of Jesus, even begin to burn up the dross. Lord, I ask for your mercy and your grace, God, that you will forgive us, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, for the omissions and the commissions of our sin, God. Father, we renounce unforgiveness and bitterness because we don't want our prayers to be hindered, God, because you will not hear us, God, if we don't forgive. You said you cannot forgive us, and you will not even answer us, God. But Lord, help us to forgive, help us to walk in love, God. Help us to see through your eyes, through your perspective, God, the way you view things, the way that you view your people, God. Help us to see through the eyes of love, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Father, help us to walk in holiness and in righteousness, God, the people of God, Lord, the saints of God, your men, your women of God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise, Lord, so that we can see, Lord, more of demonstration of your power and of your glory and of the kingdom of God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, so that it will not be diluted. God, it will not be weak, it will not be tainted, God, in the name of Jesus, that we walk as the early church walked, God, where devils begin to manifest and begin to cry out just because of the presence of the apostles, God, because of the presence of the people of God, the anointing that they carry, the glory that rests upon them, God, demons begin to cry out, begin to scream, God, Lord, I thank you that you're moving us into those days, God, but you're getting the church in order, you're setting the house in order, the house of God in order, your word declare first, judgment begin in the house of the Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you're getting it in order because it shows us, Lord, that you love us. I know people look at that as a bad thing, and they say, oh, judgment is falling on the house of God like it's some bad thing. It's a good thing. It's a good thing for the church. It's good for us. It's good for us because you're chasing the ones that you love. We thank you for your chastisement, Lord. We thank you for chasing us because you love us, God, that we're your sons, that we're your daughters, Lord, that we're not bastard children, God, as your word declares, God. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Lord, and we praise you, God. We love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Help us, Lord, not to flatter you with our lips and our heart, be far from you, God. Lord, help us, God, not to fall away, God, in the name of you, but stay strong, Lord. Help us not to give up when things get hard and times get hard, God, or get mad at the church or get mad at the pastor or get mad at the leader because it seems like, you know, things not going our way or working out or because we may see something, God, in the name of you. But, Lord, help us, Lord, to continue to walk in you, God, in the name, to search our own salvation with fear and trembling, God. That means to stay in the faith, to stay in you, to walk with you no matter what happened, no matter what we see, but that we will continue to pray and intercede, God, for those that we may see that have fallen, God. Your word said, if your brother's overtaken in the fault, you that are spiritual, restore him with the spirit of meekness, except you be overtaken in that very same thing. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise, the glory, and the honor, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I declare, I decree miracles being released, Lord, being released, God, upon the people of God. In the name of Jesus, those that are standing in the need of a miracle on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God, I loose it right now. I loose your blessings, God. I loose prosperity, God. In the name of Jesus, upon the people of God, oh, Lord, God, I loose righteousness. I loose holiness, God. I loose, God, prayer, God, intercession, God, warfare, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I loose healing, God, divine healing, God. On tonight, God, manifestations, God, strong manifestations, Lord, of healing and deliverance being released on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we forever glorify you and magnify you, God. You're wonderful. You're awesome, God. We love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus, God. You say, my house shall be called a house of prayer, a house of prayer for all nations, in the name of Jesus. Prayer is always right. Prayer is always in order. Hallelujah. We cannot never get enough of prayer. Lord, let us always pray and faint not, God, in the name of Jesus. And men ought to always pray and faint not and to pray without ceasing, in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us to pray for our leaders. Help us to pray for our government, to pray for those that are in authority, study complaining about it. Help us to pray for them, to pray for our president, to pray, God, in the name that they will hear the voice of God, that they will hear you, God, and obey you, God, and begin to move. Lord, concerning, God, your will, Lord, concerning the land, concerning the people, concerning our nation, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you, God. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' mighty name, all those that agree, say amen and amen. Well, saints of God, I'm going to get right into the word of God on tonight. Amen. If you can, get a pad, get a pen, and begin to go with me into the word of God. And the reason being why I say get a pad and a pen so that you can write these scriptures down and begin to take some notes and begin to refer to them for yourself. Begin to selah, the Hebrew word for meditate on, think about, ponder. Amen. So do that in your own time. Go back and you use this when you're facing some things. You can refer back to the scriptures, the word of God. So in Romans, the fourth chapter, starting at the 19, read the 19th through the 21st verse. And this is the King James version that I will be reading from. Amen. So go with me. Hallelujah. To Romans, the fourth chapter, starting at the 19th verse. Amen. I tell you that God is good no matter what circumstances that you may be going through, no matter what you may be facing in your life. Again, I want to say, is there anything too hard for God? The enemy want to try to make it seem like paint a picture that this is an impossible situation. Now, it got even harder and harder. See, this is harder like it, you know, it wasn't like it was back then when God delivered you and brought you through a situation. I seem like it's much more tough. It's much more harder. See, when you put it like this, when you graduate in the things of God, you know, you fight bigger devils. You fight bigger. The test is not going to be as easy as it was last year or the years before prior to. So it's going to get much tougher. So the enemy say, well, if I couldn't get them then, I have to send some strong demons to try to bring them down or try to discourage them. I have to send some master demons to come and to get them to move in doubt, to get them to move in unbelief. I'm not going to make it easy for them. And see, that's the assignment of the enemy. And it was said, and listen to me, saints of God, listen to me. Now, it was said, if the enemy had one weapon to use against the saints of God, against the church, against the kingdom, against us, the people of God, what weapon would that be? Think about it. What weapon would that be with the enemy if he had one weapon to use against us, and that it will work? I know you're saying, oh, man, you done messed up, preacher. You're sitting there talking about faith and encouragement and all this stuff, and then now you're saying that there's a weapon that the enemy can use and that can get to us? Yes, it is. And let me tell you what that weapon is. That weapon is discouragement. A lot of saints of God, a lot of men of God, a lot of women of God and saints of God have fallen away or given up or threw in a towel because of discouragement. See, if that was the only weapon that the enemy would use, man, he'd be getting over on us big time. But thank God that we have the greater one on the inside of us, as the word declares that greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. And how does the enemy bring discouragement? Through circumstances, through situations, through delayed prayers like he did Daniel. But glory be to God that Daniel didn't get discouraged. Daniel kept on praying. Amen. We need to follow, amen, the patterns that we read about through the word of God. Daniel, you know, he began to pray. He needed an answer from God because of for the children of Israel, and so the word of God said that the prince of Persia, which was a principality, amen, blocked the prayer, hindered Gabriel from bringing him the answer. A lot of times, you know, the enemy would try to hinder and block, put a delay on our prayer. As they say, delay does not mean deny. And a lot of times, we as saints, sometimes we get discouraged, we get disappointed because it seems like God is not moving, God is not answering our prayers. You know, we got these words spoken, prophetic words spoken over our life. People believe in God. We're like, God, what's going on? It seemed like things are getting worse and worse and so on. And I can imagine in Daniel's mind that there was a warfare going on, that the enemy was trying to do that to his mind and stuff, but he didn't give in to it. He just kept on praying. He just kept on fasting. And then Michael, the archangel, had to be released, amen, to contend with the prince of Persia, this principality of Persia. Amen, this stronghold that was trying to hold up and hinder, amen, from Daniel from getting the answer to his prayer. And so Gabriel was able to get through because of the help, the assistance of Michael the archangel. Know this, that God has warring angels that are assigned to you that are warring on your behalf. Know that there are angels warring on your behalf that are fighting for you, and that are fighting to get the answer to you, that are fighting so that your blessings can get to you. Amen. God don't want you to be discouraged. And so finally, Daniel got his answer. Amen. Gabriel came through and let him know that the first day that he set his heart to pray, that the Lord heard him and answered him, sent him an answer, but it was held up. And so know that, saints of God, that when you set your heart to pray, that moment that you had set your heart to petition God's throne, to petition, to come boldly before the throne of grace, amen, before God's throne, know that God has heard you even before you set your heart to do so. Amen. And God has already answered you. But know that we are in spiritual warfare. Know that this is, the enemy is not going to release anything without a fight. The enemy is not just going to allow you just to walk into no blessings and to walk in and obtain things and stuff without a fight. No, he want to do whatever he can to discourage you. He want to do whatever he can to get you to abort the things of God, to abort the plans of God for your life. So what do? He try to fight you through circumstance. He try to fight you with discouragement. He try to fight you with disappointment. He try to fight you by using vessels, people that that would allow the enemy to use them to discourage you. He'll use family members, the closest one to you. He'll use your children in the workplace, in the church. In the church. That's right, you heard me say it, in the church. The enemy will do whatever he can to discourage you, amen, to have your faith, amen, to be real alone, amen, and have you to want to give up, amen, and have you say, you know, I want to get away from the church. I don't want to have nothing to do with the church because there's a bunch of mess going on in the church, but God wants you to stand your ground, amen, stand in the faith, be strengthened, be encouraged. Don't allow nothing or anyone, anything to deter you or to change your mind, amen, because it pleases God. The word of God said in Hebrews 11 that without faith it is impossible to please God. And he that comes to God must believe that he is, that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. So don't allow anything. The enemy is going to bring things to try to shake your faith and try to shake you. Hold on to the promises of God. That, with that being said, be not weak in the faith. And Abraham was a perfect example. Amen. In Romans, the 4th chapter, starting at the 19th verse. We'll start the 19th verse. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Hear that? Neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. The word of God said he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Hear that? He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. So he didn't have any unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. You hear that? You hear that? A lot of times when stuff gets stirred up all around you, all you have to do is give glory to God. You have to give praise unto God. That means you're doing something right. And sometimes we feel like, oh, we get into a pity party. We get into a depression, allow the enemy to put a spirit of depression upon us. We go into a sad mode. We go into a hermit. We go and, you know, close up somewhere, withdraw ourselves, don't want to be bothered around nobody because we all be going through. Oh, woe is me, I'm going through. And that's the time to give glory unto God. That's the time to give praise unto him, begin to bless him. The word of God said when the praises goes up, what comes down? The blessings. The blessings comes down. I'm not just saying that's not a cliche. That's actually in the word of God. I know we say that a lot. Amen. But actually, amen, you ponder, you see lie on it, amen, that when you send your praises up through the midst of storm that you're experiencing, that you're going through in your life, this releases the blessings of God because God, see, my son is rejoicing, my daughter is rejoicing through the midst of this storm, through this trial, through this tribulation. It seems like, you know, everything is coming up against them, but I'm pleased with them. I'm proud of them because they're standing. The test of time, they're standing through the winds, they're standing through the storms, they're standing through that which is blowing their way. They're not allowing it to turn them to the left nor to the right. Amen. But they're standing firm in that which they believe, which is my word. So now I'll please. So now I'm going to release the blessings upon them. See, this is what causes the enemy to be mad and upset. Like, I done did everything that I can to discourage them, to distract them, to cause everything around them to fall apart and to mess with their finances, to mess with their transportation, to mess with their children, to do whatever I can, and there's nothing to stop them. They're yet happy. They yet have joy. They're yet praising. They're yet clapping their hands. They're yet singing songs. A perfect example, Paul, who was that? Silas. Paul and Silas. Doing the will of God, got whipped, got beaten with many stripes, doing the will of God and threw into jail because they wouldn't stop preaching the gospel. Not only they were threw into jail, but they were threw into the inner prisons. I like to say solitary confinement, what we call solitary confinement. And not only that, they put shackles and stuff, all that on them on top of it to make it bad. You know, they really wanted to make it their situation, you know, real, real worse. I mean, that's how mad the enemy was concerning them. Now, they could have had a pity party. They could have griped. They could have moaned. They could have complained. And it could have been like, you know, be angry with God. God, we out here doing your will. And sometimes we feel like that. We're not careful. And we're not thinking. We're not looking and discerning. I mean, the enemy, we can easily get caught up in our flesh. We can easily get caught up in our emotions. And then all of a sudden, we find ourselves being upset and angry with God. God, I'm doing your will. I'm doing everything that I can. Why is this happening to me? Why not? Why not you? Did not God call you? Did not God choose you? Why not you? Why not? And so here we are. We complaining. We mad. We upset. at God because this stuff is happening in our life, instead of praising him, instead of thanking him, knowing that he had brought you out in time past, knowing that he'd bring you out again, knowing that God has something great in store for you. God is moving you to the next phase of ministry. God is moving you to the next phase of what he's calling you to, those of you to the nations. God is getting many of you prepared and ready for wealth transfer and finances and stuff, but some of us, we end up not being able to do so good. Why? Because we're murmuring, because we're complaining. A wealth transfer was about to take place for the children of Israel. I'm talking about the first generation. A wealth transfer, the wealth of the wicked being transferred to them. And God was preparing them. That's why they was going through the wilderness. God was causing them to get all that out of them. God wanted them to see what was in their hearts. That's why we fast. I know it's been taught a lot about, you know, fast, you know, so that you can get these benefits, so you can receive power and an anointing, greater anointing, and move in higher dimensions in the realm of the spirit and so on. But we miss the purpose that not only that, but we miss the whole thing is that God show us, what's in us, that ugly side, that nasty side, the side that we don't too much want anybody to know about, that some of those issues we be wrestling with, we be dealing with, you know, we all got issues, and some that we dealing with. Don't let nobody tell you that they are super sane and they don't have no problems and they don't, you know, they're not dealing with them. That's a lie. They're lying. That's a lie right there. They show that they need some deliverance right now. Let it be said. We all dealing with some kind of issue in our life. And so when we consecrate ourselves unto the Lord, when we fast unto the Lord, it's to show us what's in our heart, and so that we can, you know, acknowledge and see it and get deliverance and allow God to work on it. That's why the Father's constantly pruning our tree and pruning us and taking away the bad fruit and rotten fruit if we allow him to do so that we can yield for good fruit, because it pleases the Father that his children bear forth good fruit, an abundance of fruit. But we, a lot of times, we don't allow God to do that. We can be mean rattlesnakes in the church, look like we're sucking on sour lemons and so on. When people come into the church, we're looking at them all mean and nasty, and I wouldn't want to serve your God. You know, I walk in the church and you're looking at me like that, and I want to give my life to the Lord, and you give me the evil look, the evil eye, and frowned up, and, you know, no joy, no happiness, and, you know, not showing me. You know, give me a reason why I want to come into the house of God. Give me a reason why I want to serve Jesus. Give me a reason why should I give up the lifestyle that I'm living and come and live and serve this God that you're serving, or live for this Jesus, the one that you call Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. A lot of times in the house of God, we can't, because we're full of gall, we're full of bitterness, angry, and ourselves, you know, hostile with one another. We're jockeying for positions, trying to get positions, you know, looking for accolades for men and so on. There's a lot of things going on inside of us. And so that's why we can't help those that come into the church. So God is first working and bringing forth deliverance in the house of God, you know, helping us. Amen. The church, we need help. Amen. We need help. Well, let me get back into the word. Let me get right back into the word here. Amen. Praise God. But it says here, but was strong in faith, Abraham, giving glory to God. Oh, yeah, that's it. Abraham, but let me get back to Paul and Silas. They could, like I said, they could have just be like Job's wife. Like she said, just why don't you just curse God and die? They could have did that, doing all that for the Lord, and here they are. But yet they praised God. They sung and prayed unto the Lord. You see, they didn't focus on what they were going through. They didn't focus on what was happening in their life. They weren't looking at the circumstances or the situation. They wasn't looking at that. Their mind and their focus was on the Lord, giving glory unto the Lord, and the enemy hates that. He can't stand it. He thought he had them. And when they began to praise God, and when they began to sing unto the Lord and began to pray, the word of God said, a wind, hallelujah, blew in. Hallelujah. There was a sound. There was a wind that blew in through the prison, blew the gates open. Blew the shackles and so on off of them, the feathers off of them. I mean, not only that, brought forth deliverance came forth unto them, but deliverance came unto the other prisoners that were there. You know, did you not know your deliverance is in some, is within you? Somebody else's deliverance is in you. How did you not know somebody's breakthrough is in you? Do you not know that God is preparing you for somebody else's deliverance? That God is preparing you for the multitude, those of you that are chosen by the Lord, that is called to do a special work for the Lord? And sometimes, you know, we would focus in on what we're going through, what's not working out right in our life and everything, and we miss the big picture. It's bigger than us. What you're going through is bigger than you. It's not for you, but it's for somebody else, what you're going through. The test and the trial is for somebody else, because somebody needs to hear your story. Somebody needs to hear your testimony. Someone needs to hear that God is a deliverer, that God is a waymaker, that God has saw me through, that God can see you through. That's the same God. He's no respecter of persons. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. That God can move by his power, that God can move by his spirit. He's yet still performing miracles. He yet still sit on the throne. He's yet still releasing his angels to move concerning his people. Hallelujah. You need to grab that, people of God. You need to know that. And the word of God saying, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. You hear that? God, Abraham not only believed, Abraham was not only being fully persuaded that he was fully persuaded about what God had promised, but not only that, he knew that God was able to perform it. Do you believe that God is able to perform that which he said that he's going to do? Sometimes we can believe God, but yet we don't believe that he's able to perform that which he said that he would do. Sometimes we say, well, I have faith, but yet we don't believe that God is able to move concerning his word. Amen. I want to break this down a little bit. I want to break down faith, give you a definition of faith. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines it as this: firm belief in something for which no proof, complete trust, without question. I like that, without question. A lot of times, you know, we find ourselves questioning God about this, why that, why is it taking so long, Lord, why? I knew a person, amen, that would say they questioned God about everything. But the word of God says here, not the word of God, but the definition says here, trust without question. That's what God is looking for. No proof. Well, you don't need no proof, but complete trust without question, that you're not going to even question it. Why? Because you believe God, and you know that he's able to perform that which you say that he would do. I know it seems like it's getting harder. I know it seems like it is getting rougher. Amen. But you're just at the brink of your breakthrough. Holly, you're just at the threshing floor about to cross over. Amen. You know, in Leviticus, I believe it, the word of God says that, the word of God says, I think it's in Leviticus, Deuteronomy. But anyway, the word says that when the second generation, the God had to raise up, he told Joshua, he said, you're going to drive them out little by little. So there was some warfare. There was some fighting they had to do in order to enter into the promised land. So whatever prophetic word that was spoken over your life, true, I'm talking about true prophetic word. I'm not just talking about a false word, or anything, but I'm talking about a true prophetic word that had been prophesied, that had been spoken over your life, that had been confirmation, amen, what God said he's going to do concerning your purpose, your destiny, God, concerning your prosperity, concerning your health. There are some things that you have to do in order for that word to come to pass. You think the enemy is going to allow, like I said, allow you just to walk into your healing? Allow you to walk into your miracle, allow you to walk into your blessing? No, he's not going to allow you to do that without a fight. And God didn't allow them to do that. God said, you're going to have to fight for this thing. That's why Paul told Timothy to war concerning the prophetic word that had been given. You have to war. You have to war concerning that prophetic word. There's some stuff, there's some things that you have to do in order for that word to come to pass. See, a lot of times we look and we sit back and we wait and see if it's just going to fall in our life. Well, you know, God can't do that, but, you know, God said, I'm not doing it. I did that once with the children of Israel. I'm not, you know, it depends. And we're going to say, but it depends case by case. It depends. But what I'm saying here is, like, concerning business, just say you got prophesied to, concerning business, you had it in your heart. You want to do business. It was confirmed by the prophets, by prophetic ministry. But yet you're not doing nothing. Do you get a name for your business? Are you taking the necessary steps moving towards the business, establishing the name and all that, you know, like you look for location and all that to lead to the location where it's going to be at, and just, you know, you got a plan concerning this business, or you just sitting back and just thinking that you're going to just walk into a business. It's just going to be, you know, pow, boom, ping, ping, pong. There it is. There's the business. No, no. There's things that you have to do in order for that word to come to pass as you begin to move towards it concerning the prophetic word that was prophesied over your life. Then God begins to move. Then God calls you. Then that's when you find favor. Then God begins to open up opportunities in that area concerning business. Then God begins to release resources. Why? Because you're moving and you're working towards that. Even those of you that God has called to ministry, some of you have been sitting back and you've been waiting on God, saying, I'm waiting on God. How much of your way Jesus has been on swift the sky and came back by the time you begin to move concerning ministry? Oh, I'm just being careful. But a lot of times that deals with a lot of fear, because a person is operating and walking in fear. I just want to be real careful. I just want to make sure it's God. Yes, you can make sure it's God. But if God is opening up the opportunities for you to move and to go, then begin to do so. God is answering your prayer, and you allow these opportunities to get by you, to pass by you. Amen. And yes, still saying you're waiting on God. You still praying, Lord, I'm waiting for my ministry. I'm waiting, God, so that I can move in my ministry. And God said, I'm bringing the opportunities to you, but you're allowing them to pass you up, pass you by, and you're not moving on it. I command fear to loose you and to let you go. The spirit of fear, I command it to loose you and to let you go. Amen. Let me get back into the word here. Get back into the word. Now, Hebrews 11, chapter, the first verse, it said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, skip down to verse 6. You heard me? I shared this earlier. It said, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God is going to reward you as you be diligent. Continue to be diligent. Continue to diligently serve in the house of God. Continue to diligently do good. Continue, just be diligent in it. I know a lot of times the enemy try to, you know, wear us down and cause us to want to be weary. The word of God said, they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. Now, that word mean wait doesn't mean just to sit still and be still and not do nothing. No, wait, to be like a waiter. Continue to serve, you know, while you're waiting on the Lord to renew your strength, while you're waiting on the Lord to move concerning your request, while you're waiting on the Lord in the midst of the process that he is taking you through. Continue to be diligent. Continue to seek after him. Continue to come after him. Now let me break down. Now, I want to put the emphasis on staggered, how Abraham staggered not. And let me give you a definition of staggered. It means to waver in purpose or action, hesitate to cause to doubt. In James, the first chapter, in the third verse, go with me to James, the first chapter, starting at the third verse. This says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Verse 4 said, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect, entire, wanting nothing. You hear that? Wanting nothing. Now let's skip down to verse 6 through 8. Listen to this. Listen. It is. It said, but let him ask in faith. Hear that? Nothing wavering, for he that waver is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Now, I'm not saying this, the word saying that. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Hear that? Verse 8 says so. A double-minded God, that's double-minded. One minute you believe God, next minute you don't, because when stuff comes, you're waiting, and all of a sudden you don't believe God. All of a sudden, you know, you don't have no faith no more. That's not good. God said, believe, stand on it. Believe him no matter what, all the way down to the end, where people mocking you, laughing at you and stuff, looking at you, saying you're a fool and this and that and all that. Continue to stand on the word of God. In Psalms, the 20th chapter, in the 5th verse, it said, we will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. You hear that? First, there have to be some rejoicing in the salvation, because you know that God is going to bring forth deliverance. When you begin to rejoice, like I said before, when you begin to praise God, know that deliverance come. Paul and Silas were the perfect example. Peter, God delivered Peter. Hallelujah. Look at those that God had delivered, even when God gave them instructions. Joshua to walk around the wall of Jericho. Hallelujah, what God did. Hallelujah, making noise. So you have to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, as the word of God says. Hallelujah, be blessing and praising the name of the Lord. Even as Psalms 25 says, as you rejoice in his salvation, because you know his salvation is coming. And it's in the name of our God. Amen. Then it said, the Lord fulfills his petition. But not only does it fulfill all thy petitions. The Lord fulfill all my petitions. He's going to do what he said that he's going to do concerning you. And saints of God, you have to stand on that, and you have to believe God and take him at his word. And don't allow the enemy to cause you to falter or to waver or be double-minded. Like in one minute you believe him, next minute you don't. Stand on it. Romans 8 and 28 said that, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Why? You are the called according to not your purpose, not the pastor's purpose, not any man's purpose, but you're called according to God's purpose, his purpose. So that's why God is going to work all things out and together for the good. Because why? You love him. He said, God, I love you. God, I'm not allowing anything to change me. God, I'm not allowing anything to turn me around, regardless of the naysayers, regardless of the haters, God, regardless of what the enemy's trying to do. The word of God in 1 John talks about try the spirit by the spirit to see whether it's of God or of the enemy, because there are many voices that are going out there. So that's why it's good for us to hear the good shepherd's voice. Amen. And so that we won't be tossed to and fro by every wind and doctrine, to stand on the word of God, hear the good shepherd's voice and believe God and what he said concerning his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Only a few more minutes, saints of God. And I'm about to start wrapping it up. But in Mark, the 11th chapter, in the 13th and the 14th verse, is another perfect example. This is Jesus here saying, seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if happily he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves. For the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto him, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. None of you are probably looking at you like, man, you crazy, talking to the tree, cursing, you know. What are you doing to the tree? You cursing at the tree. You know what's going on? I think Jesus kind of lost it, you know. But I know in another chapter it's talking about how Jesus was, you know, was hungry. He was hungry, so he was looking to go and eat something. And he saw what, it was deceptive. The tree was being deceptive. And so, you know, Jesus had to curse that thing. And so I know the disciples looking at him like he was trying to teach them something. He was trying to show them something. And so they just felt like Jesus tripping, man. You know what's going on? He's sitting there talking to the tree, cursing it because he's mad because it didn't have no fruit on it and stuff like that. But in verse 20, skip down to verse 20 through 22, and it said, in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remember, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. And Jesus answering, saying unto them, have faith in God. Another translation says, have the God kind of faith. So the Lord was showing the disciples, letting them know, and also us, that we have that authority, because the Lord, again, he left that authority with us, that we have the authority that whatsoever we bind here on earth, it shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose here on earth, it shall be loose here on earth, it shall be loosed in heaven. Same thing. Whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose here on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So God has given us that authority. He did not leave us powerless. So don't think that that you can't speak. You know, a lot of times we always depend upon our pastors. We always depend upon the intercessory prayer team or somebody else to try to pray to get us a prayer through, a breakthrough. We don't even believe God for ourselves, because we know that God hears our prayer partner. God hears the prophet of God, the man of God, the apostle, the woman of God, someone of the fivefold ministry gift. But God hears you. You got to have faith and believe it and know that God hears you. All you have to do is speak the word. Stand up and speak the word. Don't believe what the enemy is telling you, that, oh, you know, you have to be walk in this realm or this and that and all that in order for God to move concerning your prayers. No. Speak the word. It's telling you here. The disciples, they weren't even apostles yet. And the Lord was showing them examples right there about speaking the word. And that's why we got to be careful what we speak and what we say, and even amongst one another, saints of God. You hear that? Remember, Hebrews 11:3 say, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Hear that? Now, what are you framing your worlds with? What words are you speaking? Some of you are in a situation that you're in because of words that you released out of your mouth. I'm talking about negative words. You messed up your own situation. You caused things to be, you know, you caused yourself to be entangled in some things because of words that you spoke that were not of faith, that were not of God. So now you need to counsel that. You need to say, Lord, forgive me. God, reverse that. God, we withdraw, Lord, don't hold me to that. Begin to counsel of those words. And some of you continue to speak. Amen. That have the faith of God, continue to prophesy, continue to declare, continue to decree the word of God, because that's what you're framing your word. You have seen the blessings of the Lord, and yet you begin, you're about to see a breakthrough. You're about to see God move. Amen. I want to encourage you to keep on speaking. Continue to frame your world with the word of God. Continue to declare and decree and begin to prophesy. Continue to prophesy over your life. Continue to prophesy over your children. Continue to prophesy concerning your circumstances and your situation. Continue to prophesy the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. In Romans 4:17, it said that calleth those things which be not as though they were. That's what Abraham did. And so God said that's what we're supposed to do. Number one, be not weak in the faith, letting patience have her perfect work, because God's developing some patience within us through that time of testing, trial that you're going through. God is developing patience. And God is also causing your faith to grow. Did you not say, God, increase my faith? God, I want my faith to be on a greater level. Will God just give you faith, or will he allow a circumstance to be stirred up in order for you, for faith to present opportunity for your faith to be increased or to be elevated? Number two, stagger not, being fully persuaded that God is able to perform what he says. Number three, call forth those things which be not. Prophesy, warfare. What worlds are you framing your world with around you? Is it positive or is it negative? 1 Timothy, as you heard me say earlier, 1 Timothy 1 and verse 18 and 19, where Paul told Timothy, again, this charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that those by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some, having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck. See, when we don't keep the faith, what happens? We shipwreck. And that's what the enemy wants. He wants us to shipwreck. So keep the faith. Believe the words war. Do you remember the word of God says right here to war concerning the word? War concerning, you know, the prayers you have up before the Lord. Believe God that God is going to move concerning his word. He's a God that cannot lie. He's not like us that he must repent. If he said it, he's going to do it. And in closing, because my time is up, remember God told Joshua that they will drive their enemies out of the land little by little. And that was before they inherit the promised land. And so this showed them appreciation for God. See, when you go through some things in your life, man, you have a better appreciation. You know, you don't be haughty or high-minded. You don't look down on nobody else, or you show more compassion and love to others. Why? Because you've been there. You understand. You know their situation, especially those you that may have went through in your marriage and stuff. Now you can be compassionate and so on with someone, you know, someone else that is going through in their marriage. You can encourage them. You can don't be selfish or self-centered. God don't bless you and do things for you to be selfish and self-centered and want to keep it to yourself. But God wants you to encourage others, to think on the things of others and not on the things of yourself. You hear that? Think on the things of others and not on the things of yourself. Lord, how can I encourage someone else? Lord, how can I be a blessing to someone else? God, use me to speak the words of life into someone's life. Lord, give me a word. I'm talking to you prophetic people. God, give me a word for someone that would encourage them, because that would be encouraging, that would speak to their situation, Lord, knowing that you hear, that you care about them, that you love them, and that's why you have me to release this word unto them. Or pray for somebody that needs the sick, and you begin to pray for them. Can I pray for you that they'll be healed, or lead someone unto salvation? Just, you know, don't be mean and cruel and beat them. You're going to hell if you don't repent. They already know that. Just begin to present the gospel unto them in love. Just say, could Is it okay that I pray for you? 9 out of 10, you have those that would open up and say, yes, you can pray for me. Is there anything particular that I can pray for you about? Is there a special quest? What would you like for me to pray for you for? And they would tell you. And then that's the opportunity for the Spirit of God to begin to move. That's the opportunity to prophesy the word of the Lord or whatever, and allow God to use you. Amen. Well, thanks to God, my time is up. I pray that you will encourage. I pray that you will strengthen on tonight. Amen. I pray that you will bless. I pray that you receive the word of the Lord that was released unto you. Thank God for the internet listeners. Thank God for those that are listening by landline or by cell phones. Amen. Again, I'm Apostle Flowers of Repair the Breach International Ministries. Amen. Praise God. And also to thank God again for the people of God and for those of you that are listening. You know what? I want to take this opportunity and this time to lead those that are listening that you may not know Jesus Christ and you want to give your life unto the Lord. This is the opportunity to do so. Just repeat after me. And those of you that may be even in a backslidden state and you want to come back to Jesus, remember the Lord, he loves you. He said, those that come to me, I would in no wise cast them out. But I did so much dirt, so much sin in my life. You know, God would not forgive me, but you don't understand. You know, but God, that's the purpose Jesus came. That's the purpose why Jesus gave his life, shed his blood for us. That when not only for John 3:16, about for God so loved the world, but John 3:17, that through him God came, sent not his son to condemn the world, but that through him, Jesus Christ, that all might be saved. That was the purpose, you know, for salvation. We're not talking about the ones that are already saved. We want to get those that are not saved in. So that's why we're not supposed to, you know, look at them now. Look at the gang members. Look at that alcohol, that drug dealer, that prostitute. You know, just look at them crazy and nasty. Oh, they going to hell and this and that. You're not doing what you're supposed to do. Do what you're supposed to do, saints of God. I'm talking to the saints of God. Pray for them. Pray for their salvation. Stop talking about them. Pray for them. Pray that they would be saved. That's the purpose. God is coming for a great harvest in these last days to reap a great harvest. Are you not reading your word? Are you not listening to what the pastor is saying? Are you not listening to what the evangelist is saying? I know there's a lot of messages about prosperity going on right now. Amen. Yes, God wants us to prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prosper. Amen. But God also, he's concerned about the souls. That's the very thing. He's concerned about the souls of men. But anyway, repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God, the Messiah who came in the flesh to destroy the works of the devil. You died on the cross for my sins and rose again from the dead. I now confess all my sins and repent. I claim forgiveness and cleansing. I believe that your blood cleanses me now from all sins. Thank you for redeeming me, cleansing me, justifying me, and sanctifying me in your blood. Amen. Hallelujah. The angels in heaven are rejoicing over you if you just repeated that prayer. Amen. Praise God. The angels are rejoicing, like I said, over you. We give God glory and praise. We thank God for your salvation. We thank God for you coming into the kingdom of God. We welcome you. Amen. So I want to encourage you to get into a spirit-filled church, amen, that believes the whole world that is moving in the supernatural power of God, amen, where you can grow and be fed. And not only that, but allowed to exercise that which God is giving you as a believer in the things of God. Amen. So I want to encourage you to do so. Now, the enemy is going to try to come and try to discourage you and say you're not saved and so on and everything. You might as well, it was better for you to be in the world than come into the things of God. No, that's a trick of the enemy. And the enemy will try to bring stuff to say, you know, now look at your situation. Now it seems like things are getting worse and worse. It seems like you were better off by not serving God. No, that's a lie of the enemy. That's a trick of the enemy. So I'm letting you know in advance, but stay encouraged. Get around those that are strong, that are seasoned in the word of God and in faith. Amen. You need to connect with those and begin to grow in the things of God and begin to develop. If you don't know how to pray, begin to begin to get around those that know how to pray and believe, and so they can work with you concerning your prayer life, and that can be developed so that you can be filled with the Holy Ghost and the evidence of speaking in tongues. Amen. As you begin to seek the face of the Lord and have relationship and communion with the Holy Spirit. Well, saints of God, that is my time. Again, I thank you for listening to Restore of Paths to Dwell in. I'm Apostle Flowers. Again, I'm on every first and third Mondays at 8 p.m. My time is 8 p.m. every first and third Mondays at 8 p.m. I thank God again for you tuning in and listening in. I thank God again for Prophetess Teresa and Evangelist Hannah as well. For them, again, I ask you to keep them in prayer. And again, if you'd like to get in contact with me to know those of you in the Chicagoland area, to know our service time and everything, you can call us. Our church line is area code 773-888-3356. That's area code 773-888-3356. Amen. I pray that you were encouraged again and strengthened. And God bless and good night.